Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it's all good. It's on and popping. We are in the midst of NBA playoffs. We're looking back at the Kentucky Derby. We got the Preakness coming up in about a week and a half. We got hockey. We got WNBA. We got baseball. What's going on, Goo? It's liquidate all assets with Guru and Dibs.
I feel like I'm at a buffet of gambling. We got it all. We got playoff basketball tonight, as you just talked about, and we got to get into the Kentucky Derby because I did have a mint julep. I'm ready. We're hours away. We're an hour away from a game.
Yeah, episode 43. What do you got for me, Goo?
It was going to be my guy out of Fremont, Dennis Eckersley, who has Fremont ties, but it goes to George Atkinson, the great DB from the Oakland Raiders, and he gets it. Shout out to Savannah, Georgia, because that's where he's from, but I'll go George Atkinson. So if he's watching this, this one's for you, George.
No, and I love it. George Atkinson, one of the great all-time Oakland Raiders. And
good guy.
Yeah, great guy. And, you know, one of the good – like broadcasters for those of us who came up in about, you know, the same time you and I kind of came up, George Atkinson doing those Raider games was always somebody we all love to hear from.
That's great. And that's how I pictured him in the old Hilton over there on Hagenberger or even on the remotes. He was always, a lot of Raider guys are, but he was down to earth, Dibs.
Yeah, it's liquidate all assets with Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino. Get in on the action at Livermore Casino in downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering also blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat with no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar and restaurant, indoor and outdoor patio seating, and watch all your favorite games at Livermore Casino, open 7 days a week. Visit us at 3571 First Street in downtown Livermore on First Street. Come on in today to Livermore Casino, Tri-Valley's place to play. Please play responsibly. Goo, the headline game for us tonight is the second NBA game. Warriors given 4.5 at Memphis. What do you think about this closeout game for Golden State on the road in Tennessee?
You know what? I've been wrong in this series a lot, and it's been Memphis wrong because I thought they were done after game one, and they got off the mat. But what we saw here in the Bay Monday, Dibs, I will never forget. That was an opportunity, capital O, for Memphis to tie this series up. I don't think they'll muck it up again, so I got to give them credit without Ja and how close they made that game, but they blew it. The head coach blew it by not checking or sitting down Dylan Brooks. That insulted me and a lot of Warrior fans. But with that said, this one to me is a reminder that the Warriors are back. The good old days are back again. I just made that up. I'm going Golden State Warriors -4 to put this thing away, and then they rest and watch Phoenix and Dallas battle to see who will see them in the conference finals. So I got Golden State -4, Dibs.
Yeah, 4.5 now. I'm sure that doesn't get you off the wager. That's according to our guy E-Dog, our producer Evan Giddings. Normally, this is where you say E.
Yeah.
I was leaving your room.
It's been a minute, Diz. We had a week.
It's been a minute. Five. Yeah, exactly. Normally, you E, because E-Dog, Evan Giddings, is our great producer here on Liquidate All Assets. He's got it at 4.5. And by the way, Memphis, the guards, Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bane, combined 20 points on 8 of 27 in game 4. It was ugly. And by the way, according to VegasInsider.com, 90% of the action is on the Warriors' money line, which is minus 175. Memphis, by the way, is scoring 13.7 fewer points per 100 in non-garbage time with Morant off the floor. So what do you think about the over-under, 218.5? I kind of like the under. I like Memphis trying to make this game ugly again. I'm leaning toward the under, 218.5.
Yeah, I like that, Dibs. That's where I'm planting my flag. And I'll say this, even if Memphis was trying to go over, they don't have the weaponry. Desmond Bane is not firing on all cylinders. Here we go. I've been working on this. Dylan Westbrook is not hitting. So I'm with you. It went under last game, and it will continue to go under because I don't know what's up. Everybody's asking what's wrong with Memphis on the offensive end. We're not giving enough credence and credit to the Warriors' defense. And I think that's why they got these Memphis, I won't call them role players, but the others locked up. I love the under, Dibs. I do love the under.
Yeah, the under 218.5. And we'll get into some player props here momentarily. It's Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs here on StreamYard. And we appreciate everyone joining us, Robert Freeman and all the usual regulars who join us all the time here for this podcast. And of course, we do Sunday's bets on the Odyssey network, on the BetQL network, on the Odyssey app, in case you need some Sunday activity.
Yeah.
Guru and I have you covered with Sunday's bets. Let's go to the early game first,
man,
before we get into some player props. Milwaukee at Boston. The Celtics are favored by 5.5 with an over-under of 213.5. What do you think about game 5 of this series?
This has been a phenomenal series, Dibs, and I'll say this. I've already told Stani and you and Willard, I said I believe Giannis is the best player in the association. And now he's going up against the same stout Celtic defense that stymied KD and Kyrie. But with that said, the last 10 games, what if I told you between Boston and Milwaukee, Boston's 8-1-1. So that would make you think, okay, maybe they got their number, just their formula. But Giannis will break out tonight, and they will not go down 2-3. I'm looking at this money line. I got it right now at plus 185, Dibs. I think Milwaukee, even when they lost game 1 at Boston, still had a chance. I'm going with Giannis. That know-how, defending champs, and the Bucks get off the mat with help from Robin Lopez. I love it at plus 185. I'm going with Milwaukee to take a 3-2 series lead.
I like that, Goo, and I'm actually taking the points plus the 5.5 because I agree with you that Milwaukee will get up, and I think Milwaukee is going to be a tough out here tonight, and I have a feeling this game's going to come down to the final possession. So 5.5 points to me is a little bit of a safety net, a little bit of a cushion. Boston, by the way, stole game 4, outscoring Milwaukee 43-28 in the fourth quarter. Al Horford, I mean, what can you say about Al Horford? 11 of 14 from the floor. He had 30. Boston just came out of nowhere in that fourth quarter. I was on the Giannis over 31.5.
Uh-oh.
He delivered again. I mean, Giannis is unguardable in this series, but if Al Horford doesn't go into crazy, go stupid mode, go stupid, go dumb,
great.
Thank you. I don't think that Boston wins that game. So I like Al Horford coming back to earth, and I think Milwaukee keeps it close, if not wins. I like Milwaukee in the points here.
I'll say this, and I like that too, Dibs. But I watched that game, and what's the old adage? You don't kick lion dogs. Giannis dunked on Horford, or Horford was around the dunk, and he looked at Horford, and he lit a fire under what was left of Horford and his machismo and his career. And he already was having an okay game, but now I feel like the code is unlocked, And then the beautiful Miss Horford, I don't know if you've seen her go to social media and say, when Giannis did the dunk and looked at him, she recognized that look from her husband. And when you see that look, watch out. So I think he's going to continue, Horford, to try to make it about him. But Dibs, that will play into the Bucks' hands because it's not about you, Al. You could contribute. But now I think it's personal on him trying to get the limelight, and that's why I think Milwaukee's going to win this game. I cannot wait. Honestly, I'm excited.
No, it's fun. It's a great doubleheader. And, you know, honestly, Guru, this to me is the best time of the year for the NBA playoffs. You know, the first round, you've got more action. But much like the NFL, where you get that wild card weekend, and usually the games aren't as good. You get to that divisional round, and you get the real ones, as we like to say. And that's where we are now, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that substance, Dibs. You're right. It's like the first round of the NCAA tournament. You got all the action, but if you really want them close games, then there are little Smith. But I get what you're saying. And this next round, the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference, it's going to be supposedly Ali Frazier.
Yeah, conference championship is the equivalent in the NFL. Of course, that happens on one day, two games back-to-back. These are both best of sevens, and hopefully the Warriors are there. They just need to win one game over the next four in order to get to that point. It's Liquidate All Assets here with Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Game day special, Sunday 10 to 8, Monday and Thursday 5 to 9. Get a hot dog for $2.50. Chili dog, just an extra buck. Domestic draft beers, for $2.50. Imports and well cocktails, only $4 at Livermore Casino. First Street in downtown Livermore. You want to talk player props, Guru?
Nah, this is my favorite. Give me one, Dibs. I'm ready.
Points. Let's talk about just pure points in the game. Let's start with Steph Curry. Over under 28.5. It's -114. Does the chef get to 29?
You know what? That was such an odd performance from him, closing Memphis out at home and doing the and it was, you know, 18 points in the fourth, 14 free throws made. But he hasn't – he was 2-8 from deep. But I think this is the one game that Memphis – the Warriors are going to break out, and he'll lead it, and he'll lead it from deep. So I'm going to take the over, Dibs. I think the chef on TNT tonight closes out Memphis, but he leads it by being a sharpshooter. Because the right on the table, Dibs, he hasn't been great in the all shooting from deep. I'm going to give you two.
Thank you.
Yeah. He hasn't been great.
No, he has not been great. Klay Thompson, by the way, his over-under is 20.5. But I want to ask you about Jordan Poole, 19.5 for Jordan Poole. Can Jordan Poole get to 20 tonight? You know the crowd's going to be on him. The crowd thinking that he hurt Ja Morant.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy it either, but Jordan Poole going to be feeling the pressure from the Memphis crowd. Can he get to 20 tonight in a closeout game?
Dibs, I'm putting all – this is Liquidate All, LLA, not the Angels. There's no doubt. This dude can get to the bucket. He can also shoot it. And I think the noise, he's one of those kids that, you know, he thinks he's back in college. Like, he'll embrace that. So, he had an okay game last Monday, but I think he'll, along with Steph Curry, will get to that number. Dibs, what if I told you I thought that number was kind of low for JP?
A little bit, but, you know, you look back at game four and Jordan Poole struggled a little bit, as did Steph, as did Klay. The points didn't really come in bunches, so maybe that's why the number is set a little bit lower. You got Steph at 28.5. You've got Klay at 20.5. That right there is 49. You add in Jordan Poole's 19.5. That's 68.5. Makes me think about, you know, maybe betting the over the total. If those three all get near their point total, then 219 might be in jeopardy.
Yeah, no, I like it. And I see where you're going. And then you talk about Wiggins, and maybe it's 10 to 12 to 14 points. Looney chipping in six. Dre, maybe six. But I could definitely see them getting to that number. I'll say one thing about Jordan Poole, and it's almost a credit to Memphis on the defensive end. You tell me what you think. The biggest takeaway to me, and it's been a minute, Dibs, is when Jordan Poole, who the ball looks like a yo-yo in his hand because his handle's so tight. Again, I'm not saying he's Isaiah Thomas, but Memphis was not biting on the Fred Astaire ball tricks. They were like a defense waiting on the ball runner to like, you're going to have to come this way. You can dilly-dally. So that was impressive to me that Memphis did that. And I'm thinking moving forward, is Phoenix or Dallas going to play them like that? And maybe it was just, you know, Jordan over dribbling, because I kind of heard that, but it kind of put in perspective, this dude ain't Steph Curry yet, as much as I love him. Dibs, they weren't falling for all that okey-doke, the Curly Neal with the ball.
Yeah, they were pretty disciplined defensively. Pretty and disciplined. You know, and ultimately, the drive and the kick did not lead to the kick turning into threes, which is why that game eventually got to be so close. You got to figure that Steph, Clay, or Jordan Poole is going to find their range from three-point land, but we'll see if that actually happens. One more on the Memphis side, Goo. Dylan Brooks, 20.5 over under Dylan Brooks. Does he go hero ball and shoot it 25 times and get that number, or do the Warriors take him out of the game again?
No, it's part of that, but he takes himself out of the game. And I'm going to sit here and say this. On Westbrook, the older Westbrook's worst day, all NBA players that people say they've shot their team out of games, I'll go to my grave not forgetting what Dylan Brooks did in this series or didn't do, but what his coach allowed him to do to his teammates. I would have personally apologized to every one of my teammates, because I'm looking at you right now on this beautiful Wednesday making a case that had Tyler – Coach Jenkins sat him down, they would have closed that game. It wasn't about the result of the shot. It was the audacity of you taking a shot at the juncture of the game. He's fried mentally. I don't care. Oh, the plus-minus defense. Diz, he ain't coming nowhere near 20 points. I'm taking the under, and that's how down I am on that. I'm like, I'm mad at him. I want the Warriors to win, but I'm mad that you couldn't have the mechanism to check yourself. He went hero ball, and I think that's why I'm disappointed.
Yeah, step back three with a minute to go and a one-point lead. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. Thank you, Dylan, for that. Right. Although he did break my heart with that last-minute three, because I had him.
Explain real quick.
I had him on the live line. I had the Warriors -5.5 on the live line, and he threw in that late three, and I'll tell you, Goo, my girl was already in bed, and she's like, are you coming to bed? Right. And I said, I'm going to need a minute here. I'm going to need a minute to work through what just happened. Warriors up by 6. Wow. Dylan Brooks throws in a 40-footer. A bunch of BS, Goo, and I lose my lifeline.
They didn't say it, but I felt like they were saying, the bucket counts. Oh, by the way, Dan Dibley, the bucket counts. You lost your bet, and I thought of this, Diz, because I ain't a loser, but I've been in the dark rooms in these casinos where cigarettes smoke, and the dudes and gals watching it. I know there were some chairs and tables overturned, dude. That hurt some people.
Dude, it hurt me badly, and, you know, Tim Roy, we love Tim Roy, but on the radio call, too little, too late. What do you mean, Tim Roy? It wasn't too little, and it wasn't too late. Oh, and thank you, Ernie. You know me, Ernie. You know me on Twitter. And I tweeted that at halftime. Whenever I bet it,
I was rooting for you.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm taking the Warriors on the live line. -5.5. There's no way they lose this game.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and just absolute bull crap, quite frankly. It's Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs here. And I do want to get your thoughts on some player props on Milwaukee and Boston tonight. Giannis over under 32.5. The over is -130. Can he really get 33 points against Boston tonight?
There's no doubt. And I feel like he's going to get 13 of those from the free throw line, the stripe. So now we're talking about 20 other points. It's amazing. This number, that's phenomenal. And it's at minus, but I'm going over, Dibs. I just think this dude's in a zone, and they're not coming back to Milwaukee down 2-3.
What about Jaylen Brown over 24.5? Jason Tatum's at 28.5, but I kind of like Jaylen Brown at home being Boston's bell cow tonight.
You know what? He's the key, too. I mean, they're all the key. But Jaylen Brown, Dibs, you know what? He's been testy. He's been boisterous. And I say all that to say is I think he's in for a bad game point-wise. and he could have a good game and still not hit the 24, but I'm going under.
Okay. I like that. It's under 24 from Guru. I'm not sure where I'm going to go on these player props. I'm going to kind of wait and see when we get off the pod. Giannis, I hit Giannis last game over 31.5, but I don't know if he can do it again. I mean, the idea of Giannis on the road, really trying to ramp it up. I think Boston might look to slow him down in this one. So it's a little bit, I mean, we're getting up to 32.5 is a big number. So I'm going to have to make that a last minute call. Let's talk about the games coming up the rest of the way in the postseason. Miami at Philadelphia. Miami looking to close out the Sixers on the road in game 6. Philly minus 2.5. What do you think about that game that's coming up later this week?
I'm disappointed in Doc Rivers and more so James Harden. I don't know what was going on with Embiid. I don't know if it was him losing the MVP, but they did a no-show last night. But I expect this one to go 7. This is the one that I really think is going 7. And, again, the other one in the East can go 7, Boston and Milwaukee, as we just talked about. But James Harden, I thought he was getting ready to get unleashed after the great game Sunday, and that was a dud. But Philly's a different place. I don't think the fans are going to allow that lethargic team-wide effort that we saw last night from Philly. So they're minus 2.5 dibs. I'm taking Sixers minus 2.5 to send this back to Miami for game 7 over the weekend. So I'm excited. And again, with that said, I'm taking Philly. And Embiid, he wasn't himself, and he got hit in the face with the ball. Something was hurting him. I don't know. It was just odd. So I expect him to beat Miami on the road. And I'll say this, that he got the 5th-ranked defensive rating against opposing three-point percentage, and that's a lot of Philly's points, and it helped him yesterday because Philly couldn't shoot. But I think Philly will be able to hit the shots at home with that crowd, because Doc doesn't want to have both seasons come down to where it culminates with them getting ran at home.
In Miami, by the way, 35-26-1 against the spread, against Eastern opponents, whereas the Sixers are below 500 against the spread. But I kind of like that same thing tomorrow. Philadelphia laying the 2.5 at home. The other one, Phoenix at Dallas. Phoenix only giving 1.5 on the road, trying to close out the Mavericks in Dallas. To me, this feels like a Phoenix slam dunk winning on the road at Dallas.
You know what? I was feeling that way, but then I went back and I looked at.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
New Orleans being able to get to off the Phoenix Suns, and Dallas has done the same, but something's up, and I don't want to say in a bad way or go age, dibs, birth certificate like my boy Stani, But something's up with Chris Paul. And when I said that to Stoney today, he pointed out to me that they won by 30. But he's yet to have that game one performance. It's Booker or bust right now. And I love Phoenix, but I think Phoenix is going to lose at Dallas. And watching Luka just give the ball to so many guys that are capable on a good night of making a three, I think this is going seven, and that will bode well for the Warriors who close out Memphis tonight. So I'm going to take Dallas on the money line, Dibs, to send this back to Arizona for game seven.
I like it. Well, let's go head to head because I'm taking Phoenix and okay. I'm going to lay the two. I think
now I can see how you take them too.
Well, and Phoenix is just better. And I think when you get into a series like this, and the Mavericks have been terrific, they've played great. But the way they lost game five in Phoenix, I thought broke Dallas a little bit. They lost their composure. Marquise Chris trying to follow Bismack Biyombo into the locker room. I want to fight you.
WWE.
Yeah, exactly. WWE, as we like to say on the podcast. But I think Phoenix is better, and Dallas has thrown its best punch, thank you. And I think Phoenix ultimately will win this one in six. I think they close out Dallas on the road, and they get ready for the Golden State Warriors. It's Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs, episode 43, brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. By the way, your NBA Finals futures odds, the Warriors are plus 210, the Suns plus 240, the Celtics plus 425, then the Heat, then the Bucks. I like Philly at 25-1 as a maybe a little bit of a wild card if they can get by the Heat and then somehow fight through the Bucks. What do you think about these futures odds, Goo?
You know what? It's interesting because I'm picking Milwaukee to go up 3-2, but I didn't tell you and the listeners that I got Boston winning the next two. So that's interesting right there. I want, just from a personal standpoint, I think the best series will be the best offense in the league, which I think is the Warriors versus the best defense, and that's Boston. But the fact that I can get the Warriors plus money to win it all, Dibs, I know I'm sounding like a broken record. I watched them play, and it's just like the other night. You got to be almost perfect to beat them. The back cuts. I'll always get on a mountaintop and scream and say, why aren't other teams trying to run this motion offense? I don't understand it. And with that said, they're one game away from meeting Phoenix, who all of a sudden, I think they possess everything the Warriors can't stop, and it starts with Aiden. But if they prove me wrong, I'm putting my chicken on the Warriors to win it all, and I wouldn't be shocked. So it'd go Golden State, Boston, then Milwaukee, Dibs.
Okay. I like it. And, you know, Giannis and Milwaukee, the defending champs, and maybe Chris Middleton comes back.
They need him.
Yeah, they do need him before the series is over. Liquidate All Assets, Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino, 3571 First Street in downtown Livermore. Let's get into the speed round, Goo. I know you got picks. You got baseball picks. You got hockey locks. You got WNBA. Let's start with baseball. What do you think about Boston at Atlanta this afternoon?
You know what? And I told you on the national show, I thought Boston was going to be a surprise team. They still haven't got their act together. I like Atlanta. I like Atlanta's offense going up against Eovaldi. And I'll say this, it's plus 165. Let me know what you have on the run line for Atlanta. I'm taking the Braves to win this one at home, Dibs. I really like this one. Anderson for the Braves, 3-1 in his last four starts, 4.10 ERA. But it ain't five, it ain't six. But Atlanta's for real, and Boston's, I don't know what they're doing on the road. So I like this play, the run line for Atlanta to beat Boston tonight.
Yeah, the over, by the way, just 9-18-3 in Boston's 30 games this year. So feels like a low-scoring game. Atlanta minus 1.5 on the run line, which is plus 165. Based on the way that the Boston games have trended toward the under, I actually like Boston and the 1.5 in a 4-3 or a 3-2 kind of a ball game. Nice. Boston's gone under so much. I'm actually thinking about taking that 1.5 and the Boston Red Sox. What about Houston and Minnesota, Goo?
I'll say this. Archer, the former Pirate and Ray for Houston, is gonna, you know, he shocked me. Six starts, an ERA of 3.26. That's pretty good for him. They're at Minnesota. I like the under +100, under 8.5, Dibs. And Minnesota's playing better baseball, 14-4 over their last 18 after a slow start. And you need to help me out with his name because I picture him. Uriquity, help me out.
Jose Urquidy.
Yes. Thank you, Tibbs. But yeah. I hope he ain't listening. But he can pitch too. But I like the under in this game at Minnesota's park at night, kind of night games. I feel like the ball don't travel in that yard. And you might be like, Guru, the ball does. But when I watch at Minnesota, I just feel like that thick fog, and, you know, the ball doesn't travel. So I'm going to go under 8.5.
I like that. The under, by the way, is +100. The over -120, so a little bit more of a favored side on the under. In the actually on the over, my right. Fault on this one. I'm also going to go under the 8.5 and see if we can't do some damage here in Major League Baseball. One more goo as we talk about baseball. And by the way, I'm going to get a little chicken on this three-team parlay. Kansas City at Texas. Texas is +140 on the run line, over under of 9.
They can't pitch. And like you said, 3-7 in their last 10. And I'll say this, Marcus Semien on my fantasy baseball team is cold as a popsicle. Seager, but they got bats. They've been playing a little better baseball, +140 run line. They're in the Lone Star State. It's hot, Dibs. I think they punish Kansas City and keep them reeling. So I like the +140. On the Ranger run line.
Yeah, I actually have it at +150 as I'm putting this bet in. Yeah, as I'm putting it in real time. So you and I'm on the under with Minnesota Houston. I'm going the other way on the Boston Red Sox. I'm actually taking the 1.5 in that one. But Texas, you and I are going to be in lockstep as we wrap up our baseball bets here on Liquidate All Assets.
I love it. Let's go. I'm so glad we got this one in. And like you said, as soon as we wrap this up, we got playoff basketball and hockey.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of hockey, let's turn our attention to the hockey. You got Dallas and Calgary. You got Pittsburgh and the Rangers. You got the Caps and the Panthers. What tickles your fancy, Goo?
Let's start with the Stars and Flames. And the only reason I did that is you're getting good goalie play from both of them. Each team 7 goals through 4 games. So, Dibs, I'm looking at it right now. And playoff hockey, you know, I always like that the goal line at the end. But this is different. They're playing for their lives. So I'm shocking myself, but I'm going to go under 5.5 goals. And it's -130. You know, I don't do that a lot. But I'm going to go under 5.5 because the goalies have been phenomenal. And we don't see a lot of scoring in this one. Something like 3-2 will get a winning ticket.
Yeah, the under, by the way, is hit in 3 of 4. The Flames needed 53 shots, a power play goal, and an empty netter to get to 4 goals. Each team, just 7 goals in the 4 games. I actually like that as an underplay. What about Pittsburgh and New York? This has been a high-scoring affair.
And Pittsburgh scored 7 goals in the last 2 games apiece. They won 7-4 and 7-2. Dibs, I know they're on the road. They got a rich history. I'm going +110 for the Penguins to get it done against the Islanders, and I love that crowd. But I just think, you know what, the message has been sent, and Pittsburgh will keep rolling. So +110 on the money line just to win this game.
Yeah, I actually have it at +120 on the money line, according to the late line I'm seeing. I'm actually just going to play the percentages, and I'm going to go with the over here. Okay. Even though we had some good goalkeeping earlier in this series, I think that these teams offensively so electric that I'm going to go with the over. And the over, by the way, has cashed in the last 5 playoff games for the Penguins, and the last 4 times they were underdogs. And also the over's cashed in the last 7 games following a Rangers loss of 3 or more goals. So I'm leaning toward the trend here, and I'm going to play the over. What about Washington and Florida today on the ice?
Well, their all-star wing, Tom Wilson's out. He traveled with the team. So I look at it like from that vantage point, the Caps are hampered. But at the end of the day, Dibs, this to me, and you're going to be like, come on, Goo, when a team like the Panthers, 0-for-13 on power plays, that's telling me you're not taking advantage of the situation. You're not high-powered, And if you're going to continue that, the Caps are going to win this series in advance. So with that said, I'm taking Washington Capitals on the money line to kind of just put this thing out of distance. You say what to that bet?
Oh, plus 190. That's pretty good on the money line. I'm actually going to take the puck line at plus 1.5, which is minus 130. I'm going to play it a little bit more conservatively just in case, you know, this game goes a little bit sideways. I like Washington in this spot, but without Tom Wilson, who's got that lower body injury, he's questionable for game 5. You don't really know if Washington loses a one-goal game. I like having that safety net. So I'm going to go ahead and take the 1.5, even though it's minus 125.
I love it. And like you said, I don't know how you do your casino, Diz, but, I mean, you might need 5 TVs for all the action that's going on. And WNBA.
Oh, so much action. Goo, tell me about the WNBA before I give out some golf. We've got the Byron Nelson starting tomorrow. And, man, we've got all kinds of action with soccer as well.
Well, I'll tell you this, the WNBA to me, outside of baseball, when you talk about regular season, the good teams, they take care and treat the game like it's a game 7. So Sunday I was talking to you on the national show, BetQL 9-1, Dibs and Guru. I had Seattle and the Sparks, and both of them came in. Both of those bets came in. So tonight I'm looking at the Sparks on the road in the ATL, Dibs, minus 4.5. They get her done. I'm taking the Sparks after their big win on Sunday. And then also the Seattle Storm, which I think is the best team in the WNBA.
They let me down last weekend, Goo.
Huh?
The Storm let me down on Sunday.
Yeah, but I went on the under, so I get you. And that's why they're going to bounce back, Dibs. And I think they're in Phoenix, minus 4.5. They take care of business. But I had the under 185, and I thought, you know what, it was against the Aces. You know, they're playing that go-get-em basketball to where everything is hard. It was physical, so I hit the under. But they'll bounce back tonight, I believe, in Phoenix, and they'll win by more than 4.5.
Yeah, I'm a little burned by Sue Bird.
Why
they call Sue Bird Bird? Because she looks like a bird? Yeah, thank you. The turnovers crushed me in that game. I was watching it on my computer, and I needed the Storm to cover the number late, and they were unable to do so. So I'm going to go ahead and stay off of, for now. I'm going to stay off the WNBA. Goo, we've got all kinds of golf action.
I got my pin ready.
Coming up. Yeah, we've got the Byron Nelson coming
up. Tomorrow?
Yeah, the Byron Nelson will start tomorrow. And, you know, all kinds of action all over the board, Goo.
Give me your picks and, you know, my favorite top 10 finishes, because, Dibs, that's where it's at to me.
Yeah,
like dice and the craps, that's called the field to me. Yeah,
exactly. You've got head-to-head odds. You've got all kinds of player props as well. And one golfer we're going to look at for this tournament is Jordan Spieth.
Okay, I know Jordan, him.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth is a Texan, and this tournament is in Texas. Jordan Spieth has played very well in the Byron Nelson. This, by the way, Goo, is the final tournament before the PGA Championship, which, of course, is the next major on the calendar. So most of these guys are gearing up for the last major of the year. They're trying to get sharp and get ready.
I love it. And let me ask you this, because, you know, he's the new face of golf, or supposed to be the new face. But when I hear his name, I just default to Tiger. Do you think Tiger, I know, is not playing in this tournament, do you think he'll be ready for the next one?
He'll be ready, but I'm not sure if he's ready to compete and perhaps win. Right. You know, Tiger isn't playing regularly, so he's just trying to save up his body, save up his swings. But next week, we'll get into the PGA Championship, and we'll really have a look at Tiger Woods. Jordan Spieth, by the way, is 18-1 to win this weekend. He's the fourth odds-on favorite on the board. Scottie Scheffler is the favorite at 10-1. He, of course, won the Masters. He's also a Texan.
Wow.
So if you're looking at the favorite, Scottie Scheffler is a pretty good choice here in this one to possibly win the tournament.
I did. That's where I'm going. You know, I love Jordan, but 10-1, I'm taking that. And like you said, this is hometown, and he's coming off that big win. I like that.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and back Jordan Spieth in this one at 18-1. But if you're looking for a favorite, a real heavy favorite, Scottie Scheffler at 10-1 is a good choice. A mid-price guy, Jason Day, 45-1. Jason Day comes in playing very well. He's done pretty well on this course before. So if you're looking for a medium shot, Jason Day is a guy you might look at.
I remember when we got to interview the chef over at the facility, John Rahm. Is he in this tournament?
I don't believe John Rahm is gonna be in this one.
I was just checking for the chef.
No, he's getting all set. And by the way, Jordan Spieth is +225 as a top 10 finish. So if you like Jordan Spieth in the top 10, he's +225. Jason Day +450. In the top 10. So if that's a wager you're looking for, those are a couple of guys we're looking at for this tournament.
I love it, Dibs. And this will kick off when I wake up, they'll be going, or what? Is it what time is it? What Pacific Standard Time?
It'll get underway tomorrow about 6 o'clock our time. Texas is 2 hours ahead. You want to make sure you get your bets in early for the Byron Nelson. And next week, the PGA is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is also 2 hours ahead.
Okay, awesome.
I love it, Goo. This is easy. We do 4 hours.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, man, don't miss us on Sunday's bets with Guru and Dibs on the BetQL network on the Odyssey app. It makes 38 minutes go by like nothing.
It does, and I got to leave you with this. You know I'm hashtag random because I talked to you, Willard, and Steiny, but when you look at this Warrior team, I mean, would it shock you if they got it done, Dibs? Like, if they won it all the way? Like I wouldn't be jaw on the ground. Like, the only reason they fell off was injuries. And now here we go. If they can actually get this done, man, would you be like, oh, my God, I didn't expect that?
No, I kind of expect it now. I mean, they're the favorites. And as long as they stay healthy, if they win tonight or if they win in game six, whenever they win, they're halfway there. They've got 8 wins down. You need 8 more wins. And by the way, like I said to you today on the air in the crossover, the next 8 are going to be tougher than the first 8.
No doubt.
But, you know, if you go up against Phoenix, it might be a coin flip. You have a good chance. And if you go up against Boston or Milwaukee, Miami or Philly, it's the same kind of thing.
No,
it's a
right.
coin flip. You know, if you take a coin and you flip it and you call heads and you get it right, and then you call tails and you get it right. That's all this is. It's 2 coin flips. The final 4 teams that will be left in the NBA, any of them could possibly win it. So why not the Warriors?
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll leave you with this, Dibs, because you got me thinking about the final 8. When I look at Denver and what they were without, and I look at Memphis, they're down 3-1. They could have won these 2 games.
Easily.
It is definitely going to be harder and more difficult against the teams that are possibilities at this point, but I buckled up and we'll be excited to watch the ride.
I love it, Goo. We got hockey parlays, we got baseball, we got hoop. I can't wait, Goo. I'll see you tomorrow, my brother.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Night, night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.